Let's do this.
What is virtualization?
You're gonna learn today.
Innovate like a startup, deliver like an enterprise.
I hope you're coffeed up and ready because it's gonna be a great day.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Oh yeah.
You're listening to the Virtually Speaking Podcast with Pedro Aero and John Nicholson.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Virtually Speaking Podcast, episode number 176. My name is Pete Fletcher, a.k.a. Pedro Aero, and joining me once again is Mr. John Nicholson. John, how you doing, buddy?
Glorious.
Man, the weather's getting colder, at least over here it is. I feel like, you know, it's reminding me that the holidays are coming, man. We are soon to be in the holiday season. You getting ready?
You know, I feel like in the year 2020, everyone is just going straight to Christmas from Halloween. We're not even pretending that there's that speed bump known as Thanksgiving. Yeah. I'm seeing lights everywhere. It's time to start filling out that Amazon wish list.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, our guest today on this episode, he's not here to talk about Christmas lights, but I'm definitely going to be asking him about Christmas lights. Heath Johnson, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Heath, yeah, man, you've been at VMware for a while, and you're focusing on VMware Cloud Foundation, and we do want to talk about VCF. I'm really curious to see some of the new enhancements in 4.1 as it pertains to vRealize. But before that, I was told by an anonymous source, we'll call him a little elf, if you will, that you're one of those guys that does the full-on, like, full-out nerd Christmas light decoration, fully automated with, like, songs and everything. Is there any truth to this rumor?
There is. So I've been working really hard to channel my inner Clark Griswold, right? And light up my house beyond reason as much as possible.
So how obnoxious, scale of 1 to 10, how many lights?
Yeah, so it started out with about 9,500 lights, and then I added 1,000 more. And this is all this year. So I was going to originally just stop at 9,500 this year. I ordered 1,000 more. And then 3 days ago, I'm like, wow, they're still on Amazon. I ordered another 1,000. So we're up to about 11,500 lights.
Wow. And so songs, Christmas songs with full synchronicity, how do you do that?
Right. Yeah. So these lights, they're very nerdy, just like me. Each light has a microchip in it, and they're individually addressable. So I can control the color and on off of every single light individually. And then they're all programmed with open source software synchronized to Christmas music. And we have a little FM transmitter that sits out here in the yard, and we have cars that come up and sit in the driveway or in the road and listen to Christmas music blinking in synchronous to the lights.
Nice.
Honestly, I like that you've got the little FM modulator there to like handle the audio, so you're not that guy who's broadcasting like 1,000 watts of Christmas music.
Right. No. Yeah. I mean, that's another little thing I could pick up on Amazon. The one I have can go up to, I think, 5 watts. So it can go like a good quarter mile. But it does have the ability to step it down. So we keep it low to keep off the FCC radar.
I got a good friend, Chris Gebhardt. He used to be into this. He does it as well. He has this similar addiction, but he does mainly Christmas music, but he also has Foo Fighters. He does Foo Fighters one by one, and it's the same thing. It's like it goes exactly to the music. Like it's like when you watch it, you feel like you're at a concert. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we had fun with it last year, right? Last year I ran it with about 4,500 lights. So we've doubled the light capacity this year, but came COVID season, right? In March, everybody's like getting bored, stuck in their house. And we actually had people ask us, can you turn the lights back on? So by that time I had them all put away. I'm like, fine, I'll dig them out. And so one of my kids programmed 31 non-Christmas songs, and we turned lights back on all the way till early spring.
Wow.
And I had people tailgating in my driveway or in my road almost every evening during COVID season here, the early start of it, right? And just coming to enjoy the lights to some fun music. And you might could even put in a Rickroll at one point. It was great.
Oh, snap. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I understand there's some videos, so I will be sharing those on the show notes of this page. So that'll be interesting. So lights are not the only thing that you automate out here. So there's some new updates in VMware Cloud Foundation 4.1. So why don't we kick off with the 5,000 foot view? What are some of the headlines for 4.1?
Well, so for me, there's some new stuff in there, right? But my goal was to focus on this new thing that we've got built into 4.1. And that was actually deploying the entire vRealize suite. This was not a feature we had in 4.0 at all. This is brand new to 4.1 specifically. This allows us to actually deploy the majority of all the components included in the vRealize suite. So we can do an entire VRA. Automated VRA, vRealize operations, log insight, automation. It's pretty slick, kind of walking through it, how this is connected to VMware Cloud Foundation.
So I like that it's, you got kind of the whole VROps enchilada, you know, coming out, because that's something that, you know, depending on how you deploy it, you can have scale out instances to consider. Like there's, historically, this always felt to me like, you know, whenever I was building out a large data center and deploying all these bits, I'd have to go harvest all these OVFs and feed them. And it was figuring out all the different t-shirt sizes. It's nice to see all of that as one coherent workflow.
Yeah, you're right. In the 3.x era of Cloud Foundation, it was kind of a manual process. We had a VMware Validate design that walked you through going and all get all the bits and kind of compiling this thing yourself. So we had instructions how to do it, but with this new one, the bits, they get downloaded as part of the SCDC manager. So there's this new integration between VMware vRealize Suite Lifecycle Manager and the SCDC manager. They actually, the two of them talk to each other, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, it downloads the bits from the SCDC manager and then says, okay, let's go deploy the vRealize Suite Lifecycle Manager so we can stand up the vRealize Suite. So the SCDC manager kicks off that process through some of the automation wizards that we got. And then once it's up, the vRealize Suite Lifecycle Manager actually reports back its status and inventory to the SCDC manager. It's a two-way communication between the two.
Oh, so you're actually getting some more multi-cluster view capabilities for the different workload domains into the SCDC manager from there.
Exactly. So the SCDC manager now knows what's been deployed is from the vRealize suite. How many appliances are deployed, what their current version status is. So, and that affects patching and upgrading for day two operations. It's actually really cool.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about day two, because there's a lot of stuff where people can be like, well, we can stand up the data center faster, but you know, that's day zero, day one. What about day 395 when it's great, I've got to patch this because there's a security patch or I need this feature or there's a bug or something. What is that workflow looking like?
Yeah, I think you're right, John. This is where the real value is, right? Day zero, it's pretty quick. You walk through some wizards, deploy all these different products, and it all works right out the gate. The key here is day two or day 365 operations, right? New patch comes out for that vRealize suite component. And the patch actually shows up in the SCDC manager. So we go through the SCDC manager UI, and all these products are deployed in the management domain within Cloud Foundation. So you go to the management domain, say it tells you, hey, there's a patch or an upgrade available. Click a few buttons, and voila, you're patching vRealize suite from the SCDC manager.
Nice. Now, what if I've got cross dependencies? So what if my, in order to deploy this update for vRealize operations, I'm going to need to update my vCenter first. Does SCDC manager, what's its role in that?
Right. So that's where a lot of the value of the SCDC manager comes into play. It makes sure that you're not going to, you know, chop your foot off or do things in the wrong order and get out of support. It'll actually prevent you from doing things in the wrong order, making sure that it forces you down this specific track for patching and upgrading all those software components. It's one of the big value adds of the SCDC manager in VMware Cloud Foundation.
Yeah, it would make no sense if you had this SDDC manager and it wasn't also managing lifecycle management for this. So yeah, that makes perfect sense. Interestingly enough, I do a lot of stuff with vSphere Lifecycle Manager, and we always get, even at VMworld this year, we had people come in and saying, wait, this isn't vRealize Lifecycle Manager. There's been a lot of confusion between the two products. Have you seen that as well?
Confusion between the products? Absolutely, right? So there's the lifecycle manager in the SCDC manager, and there's the vRealize suite lifecycle manager.
Yeah.
And, you know, they people get lost between which lifecycle are we talking about? So yeah, that's come up quite a bit. So this is kind of neat that they work together now, right? These are two separate products, but they're working together in concert with each other to make sure that patches and upgrades for this whole product going forward are nice and smooth.
And so for that vRealize suite, just to remind ourselves, that's vRealize Operations, that's vRealize log Insight, that is vRealize Automation. And so in some cases that, like for instance, Log Insight, it's common you deploy a ring of multiple VMs for vRealize Automation that's now running multiple container hosts. So you're basically deploying clustered applications even you're spinning up. Like this isn't just spinning out a single OVF or OVA and managing that.
So during the deployment process, right, I talked about how we deploy the vRealize Suite Lifecycle Manager. The next step, it actually forces you to deploy Workspace ONE Access, which is kind of interesting. A lot of people are like, what's this Workspace ONE Access? If you've seen our Workspace ONE product, you know, it provides a nice web portal for single sign-on authentication to various products.
Yeah.
And this one is actually, you're actually entitled to a license for Workspace ONE Access that allows you to use single sign-on authentication to these vRealize Suite components and NSXT. So we force you to deploy that first, and then you can kind of configure all that single sign-on authentication so that you can use your local Active Directory or LDAP, whatever it is you use for authentication. Configure Workspace ONE for those users that are going to use those vRealize Suite products and give them single sign-on authentication to these different components.
Well, that's always nice because, again, I'm not having to constantly, in fact, I needed to spin this up in my lab right now because I'm having to log into each component individually.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's commonality within UI. So it's not really multiple panes of glass and that classic phrase we all hate everyone in marketing to say. But it's when you're having to authenticate more than once, it suddenly becomes kind of a pane of glass. And if you can just bounce seamlessly, because I know particularly with like Log Insight, if I'm chasing down low, if I'm looking at say elevated CPU or a problem on a VM, being able to just click and go straight into the syslog events of what the heck's actually going on in that VM, very common workflow. And then getting this jarring, like, oh, I got to log in again. What was the password? What's that authenticated against? Like just one common experience. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So providing that seamless experience between the products it's pretty slick.
Oh yeah. And so if I'm inside of SCDC Manager and I spin up a new workload domain, I have options in there now to determine whether or not I want to include vRealize?
Yeah, definitely. So we have those different vRealize products we talked about, like Operations, Log Insight, and those monitor, like you're kind of hinting towards those workload domains or ESXi hosts or vCenters that you're going to spin up and scale up the infrastructure. So when you add more capacity, you add more ESXi hosts or more clusters, there's just a checkbox within the SCDC manager that says, hey, I have the license and I want to manage this workload domain or this cluster and start monitoring those components from vRealize Operations or Log Insight if you're licensed and entitled for that for those clusters.
I like it. So for folks that are already using vRealize and they are familiar with the process for deploying VRA, how does that differ now that it's inside of VCF? Is it easier, but do you still have the same features? Like, how does that differ?
Right. So we talked a little bit about how we deploy the vRealize Suite Lifecycle Manager, and then we got on to Workspace ONE. The next step would be to deploy those individual products. And so when we go through that process now from the SCDC manager, it walks you through deploying let's say vRealize Operations. It's going to jump you over to the vRealize Suite Lifecycle Manager user interface. And as you're walking through the wizard to deploy vRealize Operations, you'll get to the page that says, here's the network configuration for the appliances that I'm about to deploy. And that has the configuration for NTP and DNS and what subnet I'm going to put this on.
Yeah.
You actually see from the deployment process, these are all grayed out. You don't get to change them. It's already pre-filled out with information. And this kind of shows a little bit of that two-way integration between the SCDC manager and the vRealize Suite Lifecycle Manager talking to each other. Because what's happened is the vRealize Suite Lifecycle Manager has gotten what VLAN I'm going to deploy this on and subnet information, all that. It comes from the SCDC manager, so you don't have to change anything or key that data in. It actually helps speed up the deployment process.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that seems like a lot better way to do it than having to potentially put in wrong information or not communicating. It just makes a lot more sense. Since they are integrated, it's already got that information. Yeah, That seems like a much
better
way
to do it. Lack of field validation is always something that drives me nuts, because there's nothing worse than trying to automate something. And then it's like, oh, I'm deploying this lab. And 30 minutes later, I find out that it did not deploy. Like it.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yep. So where it gets that from is a lot of our customers are deploying the SDDC manager using this thing that we call within the vRealize different components, the application virtual networks. And you'll see it sometimes called AVN within the SDDC manager.
AVN.
Have you seen
that,
guys? Yeah. So when we're doing day zero bring up, right? Day zero installation of the VMware Cloud Foundation, it has this option in the deployment parameter spreadsheet called deploy with AVN, application virtual networks. A lot of customers are like, what the heck is AVN? So what that actually is just an NSXT segment, an overlay network running on our Geneva-backed networks, and it is being designated to be used by these vRealize suite components. So when it comes to deploying the vRealize suite products, we already have software-defined networks configured inside NSXT that happened during day zero deployment. And this is where it automates how it gets on the right network when you deploy these vRealize suite appliances. So that decision happens way early during the bring up process.
Hmm. And that's required?
Well, required in, no, it's not. It's not required during bring up, right? So there's a choice there during the bring up process. Do I want to deploy this on application virtual networks and actually spin up the NSX edges to configure that routing network for these NSX segments?
Yeah.
Or you could say, no, I don't want to deploy that. If you're not going to deploy the vRealize suite, you can turn that off. Or there's also some customers that are like, I don't want to deploy the vRealize suites on NSXT VLAN back segments. I want to deploy it on top of a VLAN back segment, right?
Yeah,
you want to
yeah.
have control over that network a little bit more. That's an option as well. So during the vRealize suite lifecycle manager deployment process, we have the ability to say, we're not using NSXT Geneva back segments. We're going to leverage VLAN back segments. And that gets stored in the SDDC manager database as well.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that is pretty cool. So Heath, I know you've been pretty busy. I've seen you do a lot of content. You've been doing brown bags. You've been doing VMworld sessions, writing good blog content. I'm going to leave links to a bunch of that on the show notes of the page. But you've also created some offline demos that walk through some of these steps. Why don't you tell me a little bit about those?
Right. So we actually have these really slick offline demos here on core.vmware.com. Goes through the whole process of deploying the vRealize suite on Cloud Foundation and walks through all the different steps that we've talked about here on the podcast. So deploying the vRealize suite lifecycle manager, and you get to see the user interface for how we go through that process. And then it walks you through deploying Workspace ONE Access,
yeah.
configuring that, logging into it, seeing all the different intricacies of creating the usernames that we need to deploy it with, the licensing, all those different components. And then it walks through deploying each of those vRealize products that we talked about, operations, log insight, automation, all done there. And then the last, I saved that nice part for, hey, let's try patching and upgrading, right? We talked about with John.
Oh, yeah.
Going through what's day two or day 365. Let's go through applying a patch to the vRealize automation components in this and actually see how that works. And so we've got an offline demo for that as well.
Nice, nice. I like that it actually pulls the patches for you. So it's not like you have to go hunt, find, validate, and then apply. Like that's the beauty of SCDC Manager. It's taking all of the guesswork out of it for you. So it's just there. Again, it gives you full automated lifecycle management. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we've seen a lot of customers asking for this, and it was great to finally deliver it in VMware Cloud Foundation 4.1. And we've seen a lot of customers getting really excited about this new feature.
Sweet. Well, Heath, that's pretty cool. 4.1 has a lot of great stuff, and this is just one small part of it, right? The addition of vRealize inside of SDDC Manager. So definitely something worth talking about. I am going to leave links to the post that you shared with us, to all of the offline demos, and your Christmas lights as well. So you'll see all that on the show notes of this page. I'll leave links to how to get in touch with Heath as well. He's definitely one of our VMware Cloud Foundation experts. John, anything else before we take off?
No, that's it. Heath, when are you getting a cowboy hat?
Oh, you know, as soon as you ship me one, I'll wear it.
Yeah. You're going to get one of those tiny cowboy hats that's like fuchsia pink. It's happening.
Nice. All right.
I look forward to
that. Game on.
All right. Well, that music tells me it's time to go. And so if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email at podcast@vmware.com. You can subscribe to us on your podcast app of choice by searching Virtually Speaking Podcast. You can catch this in all episodes at vspeakingpodcast.com. A big thanks to Heath Johnson for telling us all about VMware Cloud Foundation. We're back next time, but until then, bye for now.
Enough of this jibber jabber.